الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, all praise is due to Allah and we ask Him to exalt, dimension and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path in goodness until the day of judgment. Continuing with the explanation of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah, authored by Shaykh Al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah and explained by Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Uthaymeen, may Allah bestow His mercy upon him and raise his degrees in the hereafter. We have been dealing lately with the qualities, a number of qualities concerning our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, which many Muslims in this day and time have denied because of their philosophical approach to the textual evidences. And so they either went into the extremism of the Christians and their likes by resembling Allah and likening Him to His creation, where they say Allah is like a human being, so what is known as anthropomorphism, right? And just making Allah a human being, but bigger size, as it is portrayed by many religions, or even Hinduism to some extent. Whereas the other extremists are those who denied them, denied the qualities of Allah, because they said anything that we may have as human beings as a quality, if you affirm that to Allah, then you automatically making Allah like His creation. And we said either understanding is false, rather we take a middle path, which is there's nothing like Allah, and so we believe in everything He told us in the Quran about Himself, and everything the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Him, without twisting the meaning, without explaining it away, without denying it, and without likening Allah to His creation. This is the methodology of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those of understanding of the deen who did not deviate from the time of the Sahaba all the way up until today. They remain a group of scholars upon this understanding. They don't go left, they don't go right. And our objective behind this particular class, this weekly class, is to follow them in goodness, to be upon the same path, because you cannot afford to be anything but that. Anything other than that is dalal. Dalal, misguidance, and may entail punishment in the hereafter. Because the only one of the things that you cannot afford to have a misunderstanding about is tawheed. Dalal, which is misguidance. Just in case I had said otherwise previously. Khalas, so we cannot afford to play with our tawheed. That we must understand. Anyways, we will see what is entailed with all this. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Sifatu sam' wal basar lillahi ta'ala. The qualities of hearing and seeing of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Exalted. Al-Sharh. ذكر المؤلف رحمه الله في إثبات صفتي السمع والبصر آيات سبعا. The author, may Allah have mercy on him, cited 9 different verses to prove and affirm the qualities of hearing and seeing. 7. I said 9. 7. سبعا 7. الآية الأولى قوله تعالى قد سمع الله قول التي تجادلك في زوجها وتشتكي إلى الله والله يسمع تحاوركما إن الله سميع بصير. سورة المجادلة verse 1. The first ayah, interpretation of the meaning in English, certainly has Allah heard the statement of the one who argues with you concerning her husband and directs her complaint to Allah, and Allah hears your dialogue. Indeed, Allah is hearing and seeing. قد للتحقيق, meaning verily. Okay, it means surely or verily. قد سمع الله. والمجادلة هي التي جاءت إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تشتكي زوجها حين ظهر منها. المجادلة, the arguing lady, is the one who came, her name is Khawla binti Tha'laba.
Her name is Khawla. Right? It's not mentioned in this book. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam complaining concerning her husband who did zihar, which means telling his wife, "You are to me like the back of my mother," which means the back of your mother, meaning relations with your mother, is the biggest haram. So telling your wife, "You are haram to me just like my mother is," which is a form of divorce. Is that clear? وَالظِّهَارِ أَنْ يَقُولَ الرَّجُلِ زَوْجَتِي أَنْتِ عَلَيْكَ ظَهْرِ أُمِّي أَوْ كَلِمَةٍ نَحْوِي. That's what Sheikh said. Which means telling your wife, "You are to me like the back of my mother," meaning you are unlawful to me the same way my mother is unlawful to me. Which in essence, or something along these lines, any expression that is similar to that. I'm sorry? What is intended? This particular expression, يعني, the back is used, it indicates intimate relations.
Like in some countries, your face look like
mother. No, there's no face.
What back?
Back meaning the same way I would not have a relation with my mom. This is just an expression among the Arabs. You may have some, in English they call it hanky-panky. Because you say, what is hanky-panky? Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean anything. A hanky, but khalas, everybody understood what is intended. So this expression, "You are to me like the back of my mother," it may have some references or some sources in the language, but the bottom line is, you are like the back of my mother, meaning the back of my mother is haram for me. I can never have relations with my mother. And you are in this case similar to that, meaning you're also haram for me. And that's not the case because she's his wife. She is halal for him. Is that clear? وَكَانَ الظِّهَارُ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ طَلَاقًا بَائِنًا فَجَاءَتْ تَشْتَكِي إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وتبين له كيف يطلق هذا الرجل ذاك الطلاق البائن وهي أم أولاده وكانت تحاور النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي تراجعه الكلام فأفتاه الله عز وجل بما أفتاه به في الآية المذكورة. ظهار back in the time of pre-Islamic days, which are the days of ignorance, used to be when a man will say this to his wife, خلاص, it's over, it's permanently over. And so this woman came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam complaining to him concerning that and explaining, how can this man do this to me while I am the mother of his children? How can he suddenly just permanently divorce me while I'm the mother of his children? And she was having a dialogue, a conversation, conversating with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning going back and forth with him, because he was telling her, I don't see anything except that you have become haram for him. And she was saying, how could that be? And he would repeat alayhi salatu wasalam, as the hadith is in Bukhari, he kept repeating that this is what happened. The man has said this, in this particular case right now, this is what's going on. Then Allah gave him the fatwa and the ayah. You can refer back to Surah Al-Mujadila and see what is the actual, what's the expiation for this particular statement that a man does to his wife. وَالشَّاهِدْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ قَوْلُ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ. The point of emphasis here, in these ayat, is the statement of Allah, verily or surely, certainly Allah has heard the statement of the one who argues with you. ففي هذا إثبات السمع لله سبحانه وتعالى وأنه يسمع الأصوات مهما بعدت ومهما خفيت. وعليكم السلام. In this, there's an evidence that Allah hears. Allah the Exalted, the Majestic hears. And he hears all of the sounds regardless of how distant it is and how secret it may be. Right? I mean, it could be very far. It could be whispering among the people. All this is heard by Allah Azza wa Jal. The sound is heard by Allah Azza wa Jal. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها تبارك أو قالت الحمد لله الذي وسع سمعه الأصوات إني لفي ناحية البيت وإني ليخفى علي بعض حديثها وهذا معنى حديثها. عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, said,
Blessed is he, or all praise is due to Allah, whose hearing encompasses all sounds. Verily, I am at the side of the house, I'm in the corner of the same household, and part of her speech I'm unable to hear. Part of her speech is hidden to me, whereas Allah Azza wa Jal, above is the seven heavens, above his creation, heard the whole conversation, obviously, and he mentioned that to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas Aisha, she's in the same house, and some of the speech he was unable to hear. وَالسَّمْعُ الْمُضَافُ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى قِسْمَيْنِ. Hearing, in reference to Allah Azza wa Jal, is divided into two main categories. One, سَمْعٌ يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالْمَسْمُعَاتِ فَيَكُونُ مَعْنَاهُ إِدْرَاقُ الصَّوْتِ. One which is relevant to hearing any sound, any audio. This is called audio. So that means that Allah is able to hear every single sound that is created. Anything that is said, or whether it is a statement or a leaf falling and touching the ground or the trickling of water, anything is heard to Allah. That's the first kind that we understand from hearing. وَالثَّانِي وَسَمْعٌ بِمَعْنَى الْإِسْتِجَابَةِ. Istijaba, from what word?
Jawab,
which is response. In the case of ادعوني أستجب لكم, I will respond to you. Istijaba is then answering, responding. And the second kind is istijaba, responding or response. فَيَكُونُ مَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُجِيبُ مَنْ دَعَى. So then the meaning becomes that Allah responds to he who calls upon him. لِأَنَّ الدُّعَاءَ صَوْتٌ يَنْطَلِقُ مِنَ الدَّاعِ. Because supplication is a sound that is generated by the supplicator. وَسَمِعَ اللَّهُ دُعَاءَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal hears his dua. And this is obviously why you say, after getting up from ruku', سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. Allah hears the one who praises him. And we know that it is not just merely hearing, rather there's answer in that. Otherwise, Allah hears not only the hamd that you do, everything that you do. طيب. يعني استجاب دعاءه وليس المراد سمعه مجرد سمع فقط. So then it means responding to the supplication and not merely hearing the sound. لأن هذا لا فائدة منه. That has no benefit in it. بل الفائدة أن يستجيب الله الدعاء. But the benefit is in Allah responding to your supplication. فالسمع الذي بمعنى إدراك الصوت ثلاثة أقسام. Now we will further divide. First, we divided the hearing into two main categories, that of hearing sounds in general, and then hearing, which means responding to one's supplication. Now, the hearing of the sound is further divided into three categories or subcategories. أَحَدُهَا مَا يُقْصَدُ بِهِ التَّهْدِيدِ. When the intent is threatening or warning, the intent behind that is threatening or warning. You will see what that means. Just write the notes for now, if you don't mind, please. وَالثَّانِي مَا يُقْصَدُ بِهِ التَّأْيِيدِ. Secondly, one which entails assistance, support from Allah. The first one is threat and warning from Allah, what is intended by Allah hearing. The second one, the second intent that comes, is that Allah will support the one whom Allah says that he hears concerning that individual. والثالث ما يقصد به بيان إحاطة الله سبحانه وتعالى. Thirdly, what entails or indicates Allah's Azza wa Jal encompassment. Allah Azza wa Jal encompassment to everything. خلاص. Now we will elaborate, or the Shaykh will elaborate, we will translate. Examples of times where what is intended by hearing is threatening or warning. كقوله أما ما يقصد به التهديد فكقوله تعالى أم يحسبون أن لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم. The first one is in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 80. Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private conversations? Allah says, do they think that we do not hear their secrets and their private conversations? What does that mean? It's threat. Meaning we do hear.
And you better stop it before you are burnt in the hellfire. That's what is intended. Is that clear? Is it clear why this indicates threat? Allah saying, do they think that we do not hear? Indeed we do hear. Meaning watch out. Is that clear? Okay, like you can tell your child, don't you think I see you? And you're not asking him now whether he thinks he sees you. He knows that you see you. But what you mean by that is, man, listen, I'm watching you, so you know, slow down. Khalas? You always have to give examples, man, otherwise it doesn't work sometimes. The second example, ذَلِكَ بِمَا... Actually, this is خطأ. This the book that I have. I hope so. The book that I have actually has an error in the quotation of the ayah. Right? So there's another ayah that should be in your book. This the one? Okay, then mine says that it should be below here. على كل حال. Verily Allah, نعم, لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء. Verily Allah has heard the statement of those who say Allah is poor and we are rich. Allah heard them, threatening them, meaning back off, don't say this again, otherwise you will be held accountable for that statement. So this was, these are expressions where Allah says سَمِعَ أَمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّا لَا نَسْمَعُ. We hear. And is this the we of plurality or royalty? Royalty. No sane person will think otherwise. So if you get some funny Christians telling you, oh, the Trinity is in the Quran, huh? As we've heard some of them, foolish people, you know, they try to find be funny. You know, they say that the we, then what do you explain we? You know, how do you explain we? We say, look man, even in English, you address people in this fashion. We have two kinds of plurals. Now let me give you some basic English, supposedly I'm supposed to be an English teacher. Okay? Is, do you use it for the singular or for the plural?
Singular.
Singular. Are?
Plural.
Plural. Are is for singular also?
You are.
أول بالك يا شيخ الله يهديك يا إبراهيم. Called party booper man. Now if I speak to you, and I say you, and I'm speaking to you only, are you singular or plural?
Singular.
Singular. Why do you say you are and not you is? Yeah, I know, but I'm supposed to say not you. Yeah, I know. I know that you know it. Why don't I say you is happy? You is happy today. Why? Respect. This is respect that you, when you're addressing other people. Right? This is known. So I'm trying to show that even in all languages, they make a distinction in the reason why something is considered to be plural. It could be because of numbers, 1, 2, 3, so on and so forth. It could be for other reasons, where you address someone in a particular way, or one addresses himself in a particular way, like the Queen of England say, we feel like traveling to, you know, China today. And she's speaking about herself strictly. But she uses that. This is known for any English speaker. It's maybe common in your language as well. And you know, maybe in Tagalog you say po, I don't know what po means or something like that, but respect. You know, use some expressions for respect. And so نحن نسمعو, we hear, it's Allah Azza wa Jal, not three in one. There is this Allah Himself. And if somebody has a problem, we say, look, go to قل هو الله أحد. Okay? And خلاص. That ends the whole discussion. طيب. And the second one, لقد سمع الله. Allah has heard. So both times, both ayat, sami' was used to indicate threat and warning to those individuals. That was the first example. The second ayat, Al-Imran, verse 181. طيب. وَأَمَّا مَا يُقْصَدُ بِهِ التَّأْيِيدِ. As for the times where support is intended, فَقَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى لِمُوسَى وَهَارُونَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Other examples where support is intended, such as Allah's statement to Musa and Harun, Moses and Aaron, verily I am with you, أَسْمَعُ, I hear, وَأَرَى, and I see. Clear? Because seeing could be basar or ru'ya. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not know that Allah sees? So it comes, both are
used interchangeably at times. They're synonyms. This was Surah Taha, verse 46.
أراد الله عز وجل أن يؤيد موسى وهارون بذكر كونه معهما يسمع ويرى أن يسمع ما يقولان وما يقال لهما.
Allah عز وجل intended to show to Musa and Harun that he shall support them by being with them while hearing and seeing. Meaning he hears what they say and what is being said to them. ويراهما ومن أرسل إليه. And he sees them and he sees those whom they were sent to. وما يفعلان. And he sees what they do. وما يفعل بهما. And what is done to them. So then everything that happened with Harun, Musa and others عليهم الصلاة والسلام was heard and seen by Allah. Everything. The people making the da'wah and the people receiving the da'wah. This was the second example where support is intended.
And the third one, وَأَمَّا مَا يُقْصَدُ بِهِ بَيَانُ الْإِحَاطَةِ فَمِثْلِ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَهِيَ قَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّتِي تُجَادِلُكَ فِي زَوْجِهَا وَتَشْتَكِي إِلَى اللَّهِ.
The third example is what indicates Allah's encompassment of all sounds. Allah's encompassment of all sounds. Such as this ayah, Allah hears the one who argues with you. So then, Allah hears all the sounds everywhere. So now we understand that division. Either what is intended by the quality of hearing in the Quran is threat or support, or simply hearing sounds. Simply hearing all sounds regardless of, you know, time and place and so on and so forth.
Al-ayat al-thaniya. Now this was the second ayah.
Here's where the book has a mistake, because here it says ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. What does the second ayah show with you? That's what it is, yeah.
لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ.
The second ayah, we said we're going to quote 7, not 9, said 9 earlier. 7 ayat. First one, المجادلة. Clear? Then we gave some examples within that, don't worry about it. The second ayah that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah quoted is ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمْ عَفْوًا لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ. This is Surah Al-Imran, verse 181. We just used it earlier. Verily Allah has heard the statement of those who say that Allah, who said, indeed Allah is poor while we are rich. Yeah, this falls under threatening, but now we're using it as a main ayah.
لقد جملة مؤكدة باللام وقد القسم والقسم المقدر تقديره والله فهي مؤكدة بثلاث مؤكدات.
لقد is a very powerful word or even a sentence for the Shaykh's statement لقد, because it is full of emphasis. The lam in it is for emphasis. And naqad is means of swearing and emphasis. And it is understood to be wallahi, by Allah. So then there are three kinds in this only small expression, laqad. Which means, verily, surely, certainly, by Allah. With emphasis, that this is beyond any doubt. Is that clear? For example, you say, جَاءَ الْوَلَدْ. The boy has come. لَقَدْ جَاءَ الْوَلَدْ. يعني verily the boy has come. يعني this is emphasized. Stronger in meaning than the first sentence, which does not have لَقَدْ.
وَالَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ وَنَحْنُ أَغْنِيَاءُ هُمُ الْيَهُودُ قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَهُمْ وَصَفُوا اللَّهَ بِالْعَيْبِ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَقِيرٌ.
As for those who have said Allah is poor while we are rich, it is the Jews, may Allah destroy them. They described Allah with deficiency and defects. They said Allah is poor.
وَسَبَبُ قَوْلِهِمْ هَذَا أَنَّهُ لَمَّا نَزَلَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى مَنْ الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ قَالُوا لِلرَّسُولِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ افْتَقَرْ يَسْأَلُ الْقَرْضَ مِنَّا عَلَيْهِمْ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ. The reason why they said that, because when Allah revealed this statement in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 245, who is it that would loan Allah a goodly loan? So that he may multiply for him many times over the reward. And we all understand, as we explained, that Allah does not need a loan from you. Allah gave you whatever you have. This is an expression to incite and encourage the people to hasten to spend in the cause of Allah. That's just, no human being with the sound mind will believe otherwise. They said to the Prophet ﷺ, O Muhammad, your Lord has become poor. He is seeking a loan from us. He is seeking a loan from us. الآيات الثالثة, the third ayah, we said already this falls under tahdeed. Right? I'm gonna test you now to see who understood this. Whenever I give you the ayah, you're gonna tell me where it falls. الآية الثالثة قوله أم يحسبون أن لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم بلا ورسولنا لديهم يكتبون. Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private conversations? Yes, we do, and our messengers are with them recording. Is this threatening? Is this support or just general encompassment of sounds? I will repeat the ayah. Or do they think that we hear not their secrets and their private conversations? Indeed we do. Threatening. Hey. This one is threatening. That's obvious from the context. We just wanted to see. Maybe next ayah test you again inshallah. Surah Az-Zukhruf verse 80. أم في مثل هذا التركيب يقولون إنها متضمنة معنى بل والهمزة يعني بل أيحسبون ففيها إضراب وفيها استفهام أي بل أيحسبون أن لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم. Very detailed explanation of the Arabic language which we will not elaborate on, but the Sheikh is trying to say the wording أم يحسبون and what it means, and it's just like a form of interrogative kind of thing with the intent to prove something. المهم والسر ما يسره الإنسان إلى صاحبه. Now this is delicate. سر, which is what we usually translate as secret, it is what a person entrusts his friend with. You give him information that will remain hidden from the rest. والنجوى ما يناجي به صاحبه ويخاطبه فهو أعلى من السر. نجوى, which is a private conversation, is what a person does while he's conversating with his friend, and it is a higher than secret. It is a level or degree higher than secret. والنداء ما يرفع به صوته لصاحبه. نداء, calling, is what entails raising one's voice in order to call his friend. So we have sir and najwa and nida. Clear? فهنا ثلاثة أشياء, سر ومناجاة ونجوى. So now we have three things: secret, مناجاة, which is private conversation, and nida, calling.
Nida.
Nida. The Prophet ﷺ said, لو يعلم الناس ما في النداء والصف الأول. Prophet ﷺ said, if the people knew what was in the nida, what is nida? Call for prayer. The call for the adhan. The adhan. If people knew what was awaiting them from reward, and in the first row, and they had no choice but to, to draw lots, they would have done so, or to come, on their stomachs.
Noon.
I'm sorry.
Noon.
Nida. Noon da, noon dal alif hamza. Like yunadi. Wanada ashabul nari, ashabul jannah. All these, and the people of hellfire called upon the people of jannah. Nida, calling. فمثلا إذا كان الشخص إلى جانبك وسررته أي كلمته بكلام لا يسمعه غيره نسمي هذا مسارة. The Sheikh said, so for example, he will explain what each means. If you were sitting next to a person, okay, and you spoke to him in such a way that no one else hears his conversation, yani you like in his ear, just strictly you and him, we say this is sir, musarra. وإذا كان الحديث بين القوم يسمعونه كلهم ويتجاذبونه سمي مناجات وأما المناجات فتكون من مكان بعيد. And if the people are amongst each other speaking, and more than one person is involved, it's like a private conversation. This is munajat. So that explains when the Shaykh said that munajat is a level, is a degree higher than secret. It doesn't mean in secret, in secrecy, rather the other way around. Meaning secret is the ultimate thing, and munajat is, because I think maybe there was a bit of misunderstanding. Yes. Right? So munajat is a degree higher in a sense that it is not as secret as secret. I mean, it is secret because it's a private conversation. So those, you know, elsewhere cannot hear. Whereas nida, this is from a far distance, anyone could hear. Okay, it's no longer a secret, you know, you're saying out loud, anyone could hear, and it's not hidden, it's not a private conversation anymore. طيب فهؤلاء يسرون ما يقولونه من المعاصي ويتناجون بها فيقول الله عز وجل مهددا إياهم أم يحسبون أن لا نسمع سرهم ونجواهم بلى. So these people are secretly discussing their sins and disobedience, and they are having private conversations concerning them. And so Allah says, threatening them, do they assume, do they think that we do not hear their secrets and their private conversations? Bala, yes we do. Meaning that is not going to benefit them with Allah on the Day of Judgment. They may hide it from the Prophet ﷺ like the Munafiqeen would, but in with Allah, it's all public, it's all known. وَبَلَى حَرْفُ إِجَابٍ يعني بلا نسمع, and بلا means yes, it's a positive response, meaning yes, we do hear. وزيادة على ذلك ورسولنا لديهم يكتبون, and to increase, to add to that, and our messengers are with them recording. Messengers are the angels, okay, and not the rusul like the messengers of Allah, the prophets and the messengers.
Isn't this our angels?
Huh? Yes. If you read the Quran, you'll find that the angels have been given a number of titles, and among them is being the messengers of Allah. Jibreel is the messenger of Allah from Allah to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Right? So, in a messenger in this sense, not in the ultimate, not the definition of the messenger that we know about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Clear? طيب. نعم ورسولنا لديهم يكتبون, and our messenger, the word says ورسولنا لديهم يكتبون, and we know that it's not Nuh, Ibrahim and Musa sitting there writing their deeds, so this is just known from the context. عندهم يكتبون ما يسرون به وما يتناجون, so the messengers are right there writing down, recording that which they secretly say and that which they privately discuss amongst themselves. والمراد بالرسل هنا الملائكة. The Shaykh, as if he, subhanAllah, he answered your question. He said, and what is intended by messengers here, الملائكة الموكلون بكتابة أعمال بني آدم. The angels who were assigned to write down or record the actions of the children of Adam. The deeds of the children of Adam, not actions. ففي هذه الآية إثبات أن الله تعالى يسمع سرهم ونجواهم. The bottom line is, in this ayah, there's proof that Allah hears their secrets and their private conversations. This is the third ayah. Al-ayat al-rabi'ah. Surah al-Zukhruf 80, we mentioned it already. Same thing. Al-ayat al-rabi'ah. قَوْلُهُ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى. Indeed, Surah Taha, verse 46. Indeed, I am with you, I hear and I see. Jameel,
yes.
Threat or support or general encompassment of sound?
Threat.
Let me repeat. Indeed, I am with you, addressing Musa and Harun. I hear and I see. Threat or support?
Support.
Everybody agrees?
Support.
Hey. Yes. Hey. So this is support to Musa and Harun alayhim salatu wassalam. Hasanan. الخطاب لموسى وهارون عليهم الصلاة والسلام يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى لهما إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. So this speech is directed to Musa and Harun. May Allah's peace and His blessings be upon them. Allah Azza wa Jal says to them, I am with you, I hear and I see. أي أسمع ما تقولان وأسمع ما يقال لكما وأراكما وأرى وأرى من وأرى من أرسلتما إليه وأرى ما تفعلان وأرى ما يفعل بكما. The Sheikh repeated, may Allah bless on him, meaning I hear what you say and what is being said to you. I see you, I see the one whom you were sent to, and I see what you do and I see what is being done to you. Is that clear?
ولأنه إما أن يساء إليهما بالقول أو بالفعل. فإن كان بالقول فهو مسموع عند الله وإن كان بالفعل فهو مرئي عند الله.
The reason why, because in their expedition, it's one of two things. Either they will be treated, they will be harmed verbally or physically. One of these two. So if it is verbally, then Allah hears. And if it is physically, then Allah sees. So both are included in that. That's it. That's the fourth ayah.
Al-ayatul khamisa, because we've proven already what we want to prove, and the Shaykh will elaborate a little bit later, inshallah.
Al-ayatul khamisa, alam ya'lam bi anna Allaha yara. Surah Al-Alaq, verse 14. Does he not know that Allah sees? Brother, does he? Warning, mashallah, tabarakallah. First time and you're right on point. Alhamdulillah. Hey, barakallahu feek. So then, this is a threat to who? Does anyone know in particular who it is? Come on, use your brains. Huh?
I don't think it's mentioned here, but I've read it elsewhere.
Yeah, but who is it? Who is it speaking about? I'm not... Who...
Time out,
brothers. Time out. This ayah, Allah threatened someone. Yes. Does he not know... أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِهَا Does he not know that Allah sees? Who is it?
Person?
Abu Jahl. Hey. Abu Jahl prevented the Prophet ﷺ from praying at the Kaaba. If you read the context of the ayat, right? أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى. Do you see who prevents a worshipper while praying? Right? Then, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Does he not know that Allah sees? الضمير في ألم يعلم يعود إلى من يسيء إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. The ضمير in ألم يعلم, meaning he, goes back to anyone who is evil towards the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. In this case Abu Jahl, but the meaning encompasses others. لقوله أرأيت الذي ينهى عبدا إذا صلى. Have you seen the one who prevents a slave while who worships Allah, who prays to Allah? أرأيت إن كان على الهدى. Did you see if he's upon guidance? أو أمر بالتقوى, or he commanded righteousness. أرأيت إن كذب وتولى. Have you seen if he lied and turned away arrogantly? ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. Does he not know that Allah sees? وقد ذكر المفسرون أن المراد به أبو جهل. The مفسرون, those who do the تفسير of the Quran, they said what is intended, the one intended with this ayah is Abu Jahl عليه لعنة الله. And this is from the mu'jizat of the Quran. And Abu Lahab also, because this the ayah, the surah was revealed concerning Abu Lahab. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب. And Allah Azza wa Jalla had decreed in the Quran that he is among the inhabitants of the hellfire. When that issue happened, when did that happen? When Prophet ﷺ gathered the tribes and he warned them, he told them, I warn you from the hellfire. So Abu Lahab said, Tabban lak, may you perish. Alihada jama'atana, this is why you brought us here, just to tell us this. So then Allah revealed, Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. All the way in the beginning, all he had to do was just pretend to be a Muslim, pretend to be a hypocrite, claim Islam outwardly, and that would have nullified the ayah and the surah and the Quran. Because the ayah says that he is khalas, he's done, he's perished. Yeah, but subhanallah, from the miracles of the Quran, that throughout his life, he didn't manage to become guided or even to claim to be a Muslim. So Allah decreed what would happen to him and he remained in this particular state until the end of his time. Al-Muhim, وفي هذه الآية إثبات صفة الرؤية لله عز وجل. In this ayah we have the quality of affirming the quality of seeing to Allah. ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى. Because without the سمع now we're dealing with الرؤية. طيب we will conclude inshallah. We'll do the actual breakdown of صفة الرؤية أو البصر, Allah عز وجل ability to see or Allah seeing, till next session بإذن الله عز وجل. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين, وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.